The worst drivers on the road. It is official, Maz. If you believe 4,000 people surveyed through vehicle finance firm Moneybarn, they've done a survey. 40% have come back. BMW drivers.
Look.
Beamers.
I'm highly offended by this.
Yeah, this is by the people, by the way. So they've put it out there. Now, you drive one?
Yeah, I drive a BMW. It doesn't mean that I think that I'm better than everybody else.
Ooh.
My car is from 2010.
Okay.
And I bought, so here's the thing, right? I've always wanted to drive a BMW, but like I'm not super rich and I'm also not going to go and buy a brand new car because I think that's silly. So I bought my BMW as a reward for getting a really cool job that I had always wanted. And I went in and I bought a 2010 model in 2015. So I bought a five-year-old car, which the Barefoot Investor and Dave Ramsey and all the financial guys are like, if you're going to get a car, don't buy a new one. Buy one that's like 5 or so years old.
What is it about the BMW badge that you like so much, though? It is a bit of a look at me kind of thing, isn't it?
It feels good.
Is that what it is?
I've always, ever since I was a kid, I'm like, oh, I want to drive a BMW one day because I think I'm going to feel rich.
Well, here's some words that came back in the survey. Hated on the roads. Arrogant on the roads.
Wow.
Idiots on the roads.
But I'm a good driver.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm an excellent driver, Gaundy.
Okay.
I have my racing car license.
Yeah, I know. You keep mentioning that.
I know, but that's just to prove you don't get your racing car license if you're a dud driver.
How do you get your racing car license?
You go in the Celebrity Grand Prix.
Oh, here we go.
You have to pass the test to get let on the track. And I passed the test.
I thought they let anyone drive in those things, but you've got to do a proper.
You have to do
a
it was
proper a racing car.
4 weeks.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Of training with like actual proper racing car instructors, and you have to do the proper test to get your license in order to go in like on the track. And
right.
It's amazing, but that proves because to go through all of that process, you just naturally become a really excellent driver. So I'm a good driver.
Okay, so you don't agree with these 4,000 people.
No,
13,
I
10,
don't.
60. Well, let's do our own survey. Let's conduct our own survey because this always goes off. Based on the car that people drive, who are the worst drivers on the road?
Because
it used to be Volvo drivers. Volvo
That's
drivers used to
I
cop
thought.
It bad.
Well, I thought Volvo drivers were sort of just annoying because they were just like old dudes in blue hats that drove real slow. And that was highly frustrating for anybody in a hurry.
BMW's overtaken. Range Rover also gets a mention here.
Ford
owners also receive a mention in this survey as well. So look. 13, 10, 60, feel free to have a crack at whoever you please this morning. At this stage, I don't know, I'd have to agree with the survey. I think BMW drivers, as soon as, I don't know if it's me judging them though, as soon as I see them I go, oh, here we go.
That's what I reckon it is because you have a perception in your head about the kind of person that drives a Beamer.
Yeah.
And you think they're a knob.
I'll give you an example.
I'm not a knob.
I'll give you an example.
Give me an example.
Our mate Jabin.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He drives a Beamer.
He drives a Beamer. And he's such a knob.
13, 10, 60. Have your say on this morning. We'll conduct our own survey here.